I have the honor of introducing Carmi Edrelin, who was chosen by her classmates to receive the Marian Arons Peer Recognition Award. Carmi is an outstanding and well-rounded student with an impressive breadth of knowledge, a dedication to learning, and a strong sense of responsibility to improve the lives of others. As I reflected on Carmi's educational journey at Tyndale, two distinct qualities came to mind: her perseverance and her hard work. Then I thought about the challenges everyone faced as they worked to complete assignments on time and the support that Carmi quietly provided to them. And I realized that beneath the surface of Carmi's hard work and perseverance were deeper values, a genuine willingness to help others and compassion, both of which reflect her Christian commitment to be a follower of Christ in the school setting. It is evident that Carmi's heart is passionate about serving others as Christ came to serve us. One might also say that Carmi has a pioneering spirit as she follows God's will in service to others. This summer, Carmi and her family will enter the next chapter of their lives as they move to Manitoulin Island, a very spiritual place of rocks and trees, black flies in the summer, and endless snow in the winter, to continue their support of an Indigenous community through teaching and ministry. The 2016-2017 Bachelor of Education class have chosen a caring, conscientious, compassionate, multi-talented person who is deeply engaged in the life of the B.Ed. community, her family, her community at large, and her faith. Please join me in warmly welcoming Carmi Edrelin.
Thank you. Chancellor Wilkinson, members of the Board of Governors, President Nelson, members of Cabinet, faculty, staff, honored guests, family, friends, and fellow graduates. I am so honored and nervous and completely humbled to be standing here today. Firstly, it's a sign that I've graduated. Woohoo! And I've been able to do so alongside such amazing and beautiful colleagues. When I started writing the speech, I sat in the backyard wearing my Tyndale sweater, writing in my Tyndale journal with a Tyndale pen, also sipping tea from my Tyndale mug. And during this time of reflection, I came to realize that I gained a lot from Tyndale. Not only all the paraphernalia, which is great stuff, by the way, it's just at the bookstore outside, but I also gained knowledge, experiences, friendships, and confidence in being prepared for the next steps in my journey as an educator. I would like to share five things I've learned from my time at Tyndale. Number one, it's never too late. And I don't mean this regarding assignments, because sometimes it can be too late. I mean this in the way that Tyndale showed me that it's not too late to go back to school. I always wanted to be a teacher and had always planned to go to teacher's college after university, but I decided to take a year off. Within that year, life happened, and the 1 year off turned into 10 years and 3 kids. I did some other life things within those years, and one day was sitting at my desk at work and realized that I'm not doing what I was made to do, and there began my quest to become a teacher. To have returned to school when I'm 30-something, as a wife and mother of 3 kids, wasn't really in my plans, but God's plans for my life are far better than mine, and His timing is perfect. From this I learned that it's never too late to do something new, to do what you're called to do, and to have faith that even when it doesn't seem plausible, if it was meant to be, there is a way. Number two, be open to new experiences and never stop learning. Okay, so I always thought that I didn't like math. I wasn't always the best at it, and I just couldn't get myself to understand it. So granted, I was hesitant when we had math class, because teachers need to know how to teach math, right? But we have this math professor, Trevor Brown, whose passion for math is so contagious, and on the first day, he just kept saying, be open and willing to try new things in new ways. He was right. I actually really like and enjoy math now, and I hope that my own students will enjoy learning it as much as I have. Tyndall has taught me to be open and willing to experience new things. There is some fear in the new, doing something that is different, but I've learned to always be willing to learn. There is so much in this world left to experience, and we should never stop learning because learning goes hand in hand with experience. Number three, smile. I learned very early on at Tyndall that smiling is good. From the first day of class, being greeted by the friendly smiles of Carla Nelson, as well as other professors and staff, I knew that I was in the right place. Tyndall has reminded me to be positive and to choose my attitude. There were nights when the baby didn't sleep and the assignment was completed an hour before I had to wake up to get to school. So I didn't really feel very smiley. But walking through the doors and seeing the positive and encouraging attitudes and personalities of those around me set the tone for my day. It made me realize that our attitudes have the power to influence and affect those around us. We have the ability to decide if we want to have a positive or negative effect on people. And thankfully, on days like that, the people around me chose to be so positive that in turn made me have a better day. Proverbs 15:13 says, "A happy heart makes the face cheerful." So, despite the circumstances, I hope to choose daily to be so infectiously positive. Number four, appreciate those around you. Philippians 1:3 says, "I thank my God every time I remember you." There is no way I would have been able to be here without the support of the people around me. The guidance from my professors, my faculty advisor, Mary Inkster, all the staff and my fellow colleagues who are experiencing and walking this journey with me, they have made this experience worthwhile. I used to think, if I had to leave my family at home to be somewhere else, then I'm glad it's here. Tyndall taught me to appreciate those around you and how important community is. We weren't meant to do things alone, and community makes the individual stronger. I wouldn't have survived if it wasn't for my husband, John, who sacrificially took on more than he should have at home so I could be a student, or for my kids who were so understanding on the days I had no energy to play, or my parents who are constantly there for me, supporting every step of this journey. If you are here today, watching a graduate receive their diploma, thank you. You are a support and encouragement, and you are appreciated. You have shared in our struggles when we didn't sleep, eat properly, or just stared at a blank computer screen attempting to finish an assignment. Because of that, you are also sharing in our joys as we walk across the front here. We know and appreciate your part in this. We appreciate you. Number five, fear not. Isaiah 41:10 says, "Fear not, for I am with you always." So what's next? For some of us, this graduation marks the beginning of a new career, or the continuation of furthering education, or a big question mark. Where do we go from here? It's sometimes scary to not know what's next, or to not have a grasp of what's yet to come. From what I know, Tyndall has prepared us well. And on our next step, we can rest assured that we are not going alone. We have built a community of support around us. We have received the knowledge, the experience, the foundation and groundwork to survive the next steps. All we have to do is go. And on that note, let's hold a hand, take a step, or take a giant leap, and with all anxiousness, worry, and fear aside, let's enjoy the journey that is before us, knowing that He is with us always, and we will be okay. We will be more than okay. We are going to thrive and make a difference. Congratulations, class of 2018. We made it. And for those with a Bachelor of Education, let's get to class. Thank you.